As the cities that lost power and in some cases water struggle to get things back together, we're hearing stories of coping, helping, getting along, and getting through. Most of the stories are good ones, particularly in New York City, which has the most immediate memories of disaster, the terrible events of September 11th, now almost 2 years ago. The calls for calm this week were heated. People who could headed for home. Visitors slept in the lobbies of hotels or carried bedding down to the street, hoping for a breeze and maybe some company. Our colleague Ken Rudin brought in copies of New York newspapers from the last time the power failed in New York City, in 1977. The power went down on a hot July Wednesday night. It was back on by late Thursday. The Friday papers had big headlines, a lot like today's, saying, "Power restored slowly. The lights come back on." But the smaller headlines were about looting. Thousands of people arrested. In some blocks of New York City, every single store was smashed. Young people stealing shoes from a wrecked business told a Daily News reporter, "Sneakers are $24. Who wants to pay that? When it's dark, you take everything you can get." That was in Pete Hamill's column, a long account of good deeds and bad deeds on a night and day in July of 1977. He described the darkened and dangerous city. You could see the Statue of Liberty still lit up in the harbor like a small green toy. You could see nothing else. The 1977 New York Times told the story of a bagpiper who appeared to play for crowds patiently waiting in Grand Central Station. And in the following day's paper, a story that now reads like recent accounts of Baghdad, poor and desperate people carrying off whatever they could loot. The front page of that Friday edition showed the skyline of New York with the shadowy bulk of the Trade Center towers at the center of the picture. The picture was, of course, black and white in 1977. Although the two blackouts were very different in the way ordinary New Yorkers reacted, the newspapers in 1977 had many of the same stories we're reading today. Lots of speculation about why the blackout happened, lots of politicians, all Democrats in 1977, blaming the other guy and promising investigations. There are differences. In 1977, there was no mention of the notorious Lake Erie Loop, and nobody suggested that the Canadians did it.